Hi, my name is Elizabeth Painter Stafford, and I love Baltimore. My roommate and best friend is Michael Avin, who went earlier tonight. And a little bit of background about me. I am originally from southwestern Virginia. I'm sure you can detect my accent a little bit, which I'm very proud of. And I have lived in Baltimore for, well, let me backtrack. I moved to Baltimore in August of 2008. I followed a boy here, and I like to joke that me and the boy didn't work out, but me and Baltimore did, because here we are on almost 17 years. And so my family and my mom always wanted me to leave this, quote, liberal city, because I'm the liberal in the family. But things kept pulling me back here. Like, I never thought that I would live here past the 3 years that ex was going to law school, and here we are. So two things that are very important to me are Baltimore City and southwestern Virginia, or Giles County, where I'm from. Actually, Michael and I are getting matching tattoos as part of his 60 to 60 in the next month or two, and we're actually getting the Baltimore bench. And at some point, my sister and I are going to get an outline of Giles County, where I'm from. So a couple stories that I wanted to share. Michael kept texting me and being like, "Is it this one? Is it this one?" And I was like, "You've never heard these." So I actually, because these two things are important to me, these two, what I consider Baltimore stories, might not technically rank in Michael's like high tier of Baltimore stories, but for me, they are. So that because my Baltimore stories kind of tie to where I'm from, and since those are the two most important places to me, it kind of all came together. So when I first moved to Baltimore, I was in fundraising and event planning, and one of my many jobs was at the Maryland Historical Society, which is now the Maryland Center for History and Culture, I think. So 1 year I was leaving town to go to Thanksgiving to actually visit my late father's side of the family, who my aunt and uncle lived in Kilmarnock, Virginia, which is in the northern neck of Virginia. And so I was talking to this guy, David, who worked at the front desk, kind of his retirement job, and he was asking where I was going for Thanksgiving. And I said, "Oh, I'm going to this really small area in the eastern part of Virginia called Kilmarnock." And he was like, "Oh, I've heard of it. You know, I had family from there." And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, my aunt and uncle raised their kids in D.C., and then in their retirement, they moved to Kilmarnock. They actually bought a house on this piece of land that was like a distant relative of theirs, and now it's actually called Painter Point, and my middle name is Painter." And I said, it's this like kind of like little nook of like only maybe like 15 to like 25 houses, and they all bought one of the old ones and just picked it up, built it up a little. It was never anything fancy, and we'd always go there for Thanksgiving a lot of times. And it was a time to be really close with my dad's side of the family. And so David goes, "My distant relative owned that land that your family lives on." And I was like, "What?" And it was just a really bizarre moment. So David and I never really confirmed that we were cousins, but we always have called each other cousins since. But I have one more. So the other one, I don't know if we're allowed to involve Baltimore County, but I'm teasing. So when I worked at the Maryland Historical Society, I met these friends who owned a historic stoneware auction company in Sparks, Maryland. And it was like a side job that I would have, that I would go work these auctions on the weekend. And so, like, a few times a year. So 1 year, actually, I was looking at my pictures. It was my second to last auction, because after COVID, they did everything online. And it was like summer of 2019. And there was actually a guy with a UVA hat, much like this gentleman right here. And I went to UVA. And I was like, "Oh, sir, like wahoo wah," which unfortunately not everybody responds to that well. Thank you. But he did. And so he was like, "Oh, yes, I live in Charlottesville." And I said, "Oh, that's great." And I said, I'm actually originally from Southwestern Virginia, which, side note, when Caleb was singing West Virginia, I always sing Southwest Virginia. Okay. And so he goes, this kind of gives me chills. He goes, I played bridge with this brilliant man from Southwestern Virginia who taught me a lot about bridge. And he said, I don't know if you know him, his name was Jeff Stafford. And I said, that's my late father. So in the words of my friend Ann Lilly, who was doing Peace Corps when I moved to Baltimore and couldn't believe I was moving to Baltimore, why be less when you can be more? Thank you.